Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. This is the back label. A story that gives you the full pour. Let's begin.
The year is 1965. Two brothers are standing in a room at Charles Krug Winery in St. Helena, California, and they are about to throw punches. Robert Mondavi is 52 years old. His brother, Peter, is 14 months behind him. For 20 years, they have run their family's winery together. The winery their father, Cesar, bought in 1943 because Robert convinced him fine wine was America's future. It had worked. Charles Krug had become one of Napa's best-known names. But the brothers were nothing alike. Robert was the dreamer. Loud, ambitious, obsessed with quality, always pushing to spend more, travel more, promote more. Peter was the craftsman, quieter, more conservative, focused on what happened inside the winery, not outside it. For years, the tension simmered. Then, in November of 1965, it boiled over. The argument was about money, about a mink coat. Peter accused Robert of spending too freely on the company's dime, and then accused him of using winery funds to buy his wife's new coat. Robert told him to take it back. Peter said it again. Robert hit him twice. When it was over, by Robert's own account in his memoir, there were no apologies, no handshake. Their mother, Rosa, the matriarch who had taken over the company after their father's death, was heartbroken. The board forced Robert to take 6 months of paid leave. It got worse before it got better. Robert sued for his share of the company. The lawsuit dragged on for over a decade. Their brothers even split over how to pronounce their own last name. Peter said Mondavi, the Americanized version their father had used. Robert switched to Mondavi, the traditional Italian pronunciation. But here's where the back label flips the story. Robert was 52 years old, freshly exiled from the only wine business he'd ever known. And instead of folding, he did something audacious. He started over. In 1966, with limited money and a single partner, he opened the Robert Mondavi Winery in Oakville, the first new winery built in Napa Valley since Prohibition. It became one of the most influential wineries in American history. He pioneered cold fermentation. He put Sauvignon Blanc on the map by renaming it Fumé Blanc. In 1979, he partnered with Baron Felipe de Rothschild of Chateau Mouton Rothschild to create Opus One, one of the first ultra-premium collaborations between Napa and Bordeaux. He helped found the Napa Valley Wine Auction. He became, more than anyone else, the man who convinced the world that California could stand beside France. Meanwhile, Peter stayed at Charles Krug, quieter, steadier. He spent the next 50 years improving it, season after season, without ever chasing the spotlight his brother lived in. The two brothers didn't speak for years. Then, slowly, they did. In 1976, a settlement finally closed the legal battle. Peter kept Charles Krug, Robert kept most of his family's prized Oakville vineyards. And then, almost 30 years after that fistfight, something happened that nobody in Napa expected. In 2005, Robert and Peter Mondavi, both now in their 90s, made wine together. For the first time since the fight, one barrel, a Cabernet blend, made half from Peter's vineyard and half from Robert's. They called it Ancora Una Volta, Italian for once again. It sold at the Napa Valley Wine Auction for $400,000. Both brothers tasted and approved the blend themselves. The front label said Robert Mondavi, the man who put Napa Valley on the map. The back label said a fist fight over a mink coat, a decade of lawsuits, two brothers who didn't speak for years, and one barrel of wine, 4 decades later, that finally said what neither of them ever could.
Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. You've just heard The Full Pour.